And welcome to Beyond the Bio. This week, I am joined by Tom Vorton, who is the founder and CEO of Varn. He is an expert in SEO and search marketing and has grown a successful and expert SEO agency team over the last 25 years. Tom's passion goes beyond search and digital strategies, driven by a belief that nature, curiosity, and creativity fuel better thinking. Tom designed and built Varn's unique woodland office, which we can see in the background today, which is awesome. So this has now led to an innovative forest workspace and also the launch of Varnfest and Varnfest Future Leaders, which we are totally going to be speaking about. These woodland business festivals now bring people together to support and share leadership journeys, ideas, stories, and inspiration all in the wonderful great outdoors. And I'm sure I just heard some birds in the background there. Is that right? Or am I imagining it, just looking at your gorgeous view?
You're not, Sophie. You're not. Although I'm just slightly worried you hear a tractor or something, which might be a bit more disruptive. But no, there is birds.
We'll stick with the birds then, eh?
Yes.
Amazing. So before we get into the trees and the tech, take us back. What led you to launch Varn in the first place?
Yeah, great question. I think I used to work for a small business, but doing the SEO specifically for that business. And then when I moved, I think I realised I was unemployable. So I went to a few job interviews and thought, oh, they're just not quite for me. I think I've realised life's a bit too short. Just jumping back a bit, actually just thinking out loud, I used to work for a training company, and one of their big things was you spent 70% of your awake time at work or travelling to work or thinking about work. If you don't enjoy it, that's going to impact your life. So I think that was in my mind. Plus, I loved working with small businesses. And I thought, well, actually, I just want to do something I enjoy. And I enjoyed SEO. It was a fun time in SEO when it was changing a lot. So I set up Varn because that was what I was good at. And it just sort of snowballed, if I'm honest, Sophie. It wasn't a massive plan. We were just quite good at it, and it snowballed. But the focus was, I enjoyed doing it. So it seemed like if you can get paid to do something you enjoy, that's the winner.
Well, this is it. And 25 years later,
yes,
here we are.
yeah, essentially, yeah. So, yeah, and time flies. It does fly. It made me feel old, you saying that, actually.
I know. I have the same issue. But tell us about the Woodland office. Where did this idea come from, and what impact has it had on you and the business?
Yeah, so it came from, it was sped up by COVID, I guess. I think we've always had a view that your office is an investment, not a cost. I think a lot of people look at it as an office as just something they have to pay for. You sit there and you do it. And I think we always look at it as how can it help us and the team enjoy work more? So we always had that in our mind. Then we, as a business, we bought a woodland to offset our sort of environmental impact. Then COVID happened. And do you remember there was a point where you could meet outside a pub, but not inside it? And every time you put life in mind. So that was around Christmas. We had our Christmas strategy day. So I just tied a load of tarpaulins between some trees in the woods, had a load of fire pits. It looked like a cheap version of Game of Thrones, if you can picture that. And the team loved it. And we did it. It was quite cold. It was probably a health and safety risk, but they loved it. And we just had a TV from my house just on the table. And then just without really thinking, I did the classic, oh, well, let's set up a woodland office. The team were like, yeah, brilliant. And then it was like, oh, right, okay, we need to do that now. And then a fair amount of money later, that was how it came about. But then that leads on to how has it impacted us, and it has paid for itself in, if you look at its investment, it's paid for itself in bucket loads. We have people approach us now who want to work in this sort of environment, and recruitment's not a cheap thing to do, as I'm sure you know if you use a recruitment firm. And actually, when we've measured it, productivity is better in the woods than in an office, which has been really interesting. We had some really interesting chats with other companies that talk about woodland working, because not many companies have actual data about productivity when working outside. It's been beneficial for the business financially, but that was never the aim. It was more just how can we invest in the team and have a better work environment. It's just sort of snowballed, if I'm honest.
Amazing. So how often are people using the space?
Yeah, great question. So it's off-grid, essentially. So it's obviously you've been here, but there's compost toilets. There is an insulated area, but there's also like a sort of outdoor almost like a marquee, and then there's just Wi-Fi in the woods, and you can just sit there with a battery pack and just work away. So in the summer, every week. In the winter, only the hardy, basically, who work in
anything.
Well, it's cold. I mean, it's lovely. The insulator bit has got a log burning stove in, and it's lovely, but you still got to not mind walking to the toilet in the cold. So, but in the summer, it's getting cold. We had clients here yesterday for a meeting. They love coming here just because it's a bit different. So often it ends up a client here a week, and then we're here 1 or 2 days a week as well.
Do you find that being able to invite clients there kind of really helps you build those relationships with clients?
Yeah, definitely. Because people buy from people. I mean, you know, we're obviously proud of what we do, and it's been really fun, the evolution of AI and SEO at the moment. But fundamentally, we're a search agency, and having the woods and having a bit of a USP there and people loving coming to chat about things and always being more creative. Has been, they request to come normally. They're like, can we meet in the woods rather than your office?
I bet. Yeah, super fun. Apart from in the winter. Well, so yeah. having the woodland space is amazing. And it's now led on to the creation of Varnfest and also Varnfest Future Leaders. Mm-hmm. Where did that idea come from? What inspired you to do it?
I really enjoy it. Or we all, I think, enjoy working with our clients, actually. We're quite fortunate. But a lot of them are regional businesses, and I, in a slightly possibly sad way, I love going around industrial sites and visiting clients that will be in a warehouse at the back of Beyond. You go in there and they're making something that's sold worldwide. So we're working with a company based out in the middle of nowhere in Wales, and they sell instruments used in the brewing industry all over the world, so I love that. And you get to chat, but when you get to chat with them, they all have the same stresses, like you'd have stresses running your company as much as I do, and when you chat about SEO, they don't really care about the SEO. That's why they're paying us. But they do care about recruitment, morale, culture, sleep. You know, we all have the same stresses. So we realised, how can we do something helpful for our clients? And then Varnfest, which you've brilliantly helped in with, was born as a, how can we do something helpful for our clients and friends of the business? Let's get some people in that we don't know, that have been there and done it, like yourself, to talk about it, to make everyone realise we're all normal. We all have similar challenges. Let's share those. And then Future Leaders came out of that, because that was for people who at the beginning of their career sort of telling stuff we wish we were told if we were between 20 and 25. And that happened because a lot of people that came to Varnfest were like, can my junior team come along? And we were like, well, it's a slightly different demographic. And it's just grew from that, really, just from people asking.
How long have you been running it for, Tom?
Well, good question. I think it was our fourth Varnfest this year, and then our third Future Leaders.
Cool. And for anyone that needs this bringing to life, talk me through what someone experiences when they come to Varnfest.
Yeah, so it's not a networking event. The idea is just it's like-minded people, so it's all business leaders and owners, and quite a range, actually. But the idea is it's in a wood, so it's a bit different. But the idea is it's just to take time out, because life's busy running a business. And if you can take time out, and it's the classic work on the business, not in the business thing, but it sort of forces people to do that with really, you know, with speakers who are really interesting and engaging and thought provoking. So the idea is you come along, and like I said, we had a talk about someone talking about sleep, who had struggled when running a business, about the importance of sleep, but then the science behind it and helping people realize that. We had a talk about people who've run their own business, just their business story, a bit like you did, Sophie, which people loved, but also you gave away information and advice, almost like consultancy, wasn't it? So the idea is people come and personally learn, but also learn something that can help their business grow.
What's the criteria for people attending? Are they all clients? Are they people you want to be clients? How do you promote it? Or do you promote it?
Well, so we genuinely did it to try and be helpful. So basically, our marketing team are always having a go at me, because I just love people to come. It's helpful. And they're like, no, we need to use it to market the brand better, Tom. And I'm like, yeah, but if it's helpful, then that's great. Really, it's a combination of clients, friends of the business, and people who've been referred or heard about it online. But it's essentially people who either run a business or run a team. So we had some quite big corporates come, and that was some of the senior team. But then we have people that run a, you know, they've got a team of 8 or something, but they have similar stresses, you know, cash flow, imposter syndrome, all those sort of things. So there, anyone really who's in that specific area, only because the pressures are similar. So, and the idea was it was from all different sectors, so that it doesn't become like, I'm in agency land, obviously, being an SEO agency. You go to other agency events, which are great, but it can be a little bit like everyone's trying to look like they're fine. You know, it was like, yeah, fine, yeah, business is going great. Whereas this is because it's different sectors. Like, we had someone who's a bag manufacturer, someone who makes golf bags, as well as some companies from London that are law firms. They're all sharing their stories, but they're not competitions, so they can be more honest.
So do you see this as a cross between marketing and community building and support? And
yeah, I think our marketing team does very much so. See, as marketing, I see, honestly, one of our values is just to be a helpful partner. So one thing, just briefly, that I spoke about at Varnfest was how it concerns me how all the press talks about the stresses of running a business and how stressful it is. And now all the, whether you agree with them or not, so I'm not having a political dig, there's the tax changes have an influence as well. And I think we're almost too negative about running a business. So my heart was really just, how can we encourage people to run a business? Because often you fall into it because you just do something you're good at. You haven't had any training for it. So it's just that, how can we help people enjoy work more? You know, obviously the marketing team would rightly say, well, that's good for the brand and you'll get work out of it, which is factually correct. But the original was just, how can we just help people like us, treat people how you want to be treated, really. And because we had the resource and the time, we just seem to be relatively well connected. They're like, well, we can put it together and invite people.
And how have the marketing team tracked the success of the event? What kind of things are they seeing or hoping to see?
That's a great question. The tracking, I suppose, brand awareness would be the main one. And it's amazing, and you probably see this more than me because of your influence on LinkedIn. But it's amazing when people talk about it to us who never really engage with it, but will be like, oh yeah, you guys do, like regionally, they'll be like, oh, you're the guys that do Varnfest. But they never will have engaged. You must see that a lot where
that
people don't engage.
All the time. Yeah. So I was just talking to someone about this the other day, because I was talking about how you just never know who's looking at stuff, because every week I will get an inquiry from someone who's seen stuff I've posted on LinkedIn, I would never have known that until the point of the inquiry, because they've never commented, they've never sent me a message, they've never even liked one of my posts, yet that's what they're referring to. So I think it's a case of you just, that awareness piece, there are a lot of lurkers out there who 100%. See what you're doing and it lands. You just don't find out until they come in there and make that approach.
Yeah, completely. And actually, the other bit that I'd say it's been useful is for client relationships. So we've had some clients for over 10 years, and they've loved the fact that we've put something on for their future leaders, and for them, and just invested in that relationship. And that
definitely added value.
Yeah. And I think that's been huge as well. And the future leaders has been, for us, as part of our culture. So half of the people probably that come along are from some regional sort of charities that work with people from underprivileged backgrounds to try and help get them into work. And again, the whole point there is just help them realise that the people that have maybe had a formal education and had a more structured life are actually the same as them. They've just got imposter syndrome. And honestly, the people that come along are brilliant. You know, there's people whose unfortunately, like, parents have died. They're from Kenya. There was a lady, and it was just great to see her just mixed with someone who's on a graduate trainee scheme with a pharmaceutical company, whereas actually I'm the same, I can still do it. So part of that's been great as well, as part of just the positive impact.
Some feel good stuff there. And do all of your team attend the events as well?
We've got a grad program, so all our grads and what we class as future leaders in that category attend. For what we don't have, actually, which we have chatted about, we haven't really got one for like middle managers, which there is a bit of a request for, because the thing is with the main Varnfest one, it is for business owners and leaders, because as you know, there is an extra pressure when the buck stops there, but if you're running a big team or a business, even if whether your business is 4 or 400. In fact, we had someone come who was an ops director of a massive hotel group, who'd since set up his own hotel, since leaving that. So he used to manage 2,000 staff. He now manages 40. He's like, it's so much more stressful running 40.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, so, you know, so whether the size you are, that, you know, you can always learn something. So yeah, there is a bit of a gap in the middle managers. So if you've got a bright idea about that.
An opportunity, an opportunity there, I'm sure. So obviously everything with Vonfest is cool. And that is definitely a USP that you can get so much value from in all the different ways that we've spoken about. But you do other things that put a focus on your profile. Obviously we met through the Business Excellence Awards a couple of years. Last year, I think, wasn't it? You're obviously trying other things that will put a spotlight on your brand. Tell me about some of the things that have worked well for you, maybe even awards, for example. You know, what's been your experience there?
Yeah, so I think what's worked well is consistency. Actually, is just keeping going, because the awards have helped, but if we just did one, I think you'd be fortunate to suddenly get through with that. But at the same time, our social, so we've looked at it as a pyramid, I guess. So you've got, like, I'll speak at conferences and events about SEO and AI and that sort of thing, and that's at the top of the pyramid, and you get blogs and content off the bottom of that, and then that feeds into your LinkedIn. So we've got, like, this innovation newsletter that's very much about how is Google changing, and it goes out every month, and then we've got our normal newsletter, and they all filter down, which helps build credibility. But I think you've got to do all of them consistently. If you just do it for a month, you'd be like, oh, it's not working. It's like, it won't. So I think for us, the awards is part of that, consistently being telling people what we do and showing our credibility. And then the awards help our clients like it. If you get an award, even if you don't win new business, you're still telling them, look, we're the best people to trust at this moment when SEO and search is really changing. So that's part of that strategy as much as winning your business. But I think it's... You can't, in the old days, you could just do SEO, and I'm talking like in the late 90s, early 2000s, you could just do SEO and grow really well, because I did it. but now you can't. Now SEO is part of the marketing overall picture, which is where AI is even more so, because strong brands tend to do well in AI. So I think for us, it's been consistency and actually have a strategy, and the awards have massively helped. But as badges of credibility as much as winning new business, and like, you will get inquiries and someone says, oh yeah, I love your newsletter. They've never obviously clicked on a link in it. When you look back at them, we even have one client that he's quite techie. He's like, oh no, I never click on the link. I Google the title of the blog and go that way, so you can't track I'm clicking on it. but people do that. That's the thing. So, and then they inquire. Or they'll forward, we've had, you know, people forward on emails to someone else, and then they'll inquire. So it's interesting. I think for us, what's worked well, though, is just being consistent.
Yeah. And have you noticed there's been a dip when you've lacked consistency, or are you like a gold star, you're always consistent?
Yeah, there's a lag dip, is what I would say. So one of the things is also me just getting out and talking at events. And certainly if there's, But it would take 3 months to notice that, right? Because often the impact of the work you're doing now, we will get the odd reply to an email newsletter or a post and be like, oh, can we chat about this now? But it seems like there's a bit of a lag of new business wins further down. So when I've then had a bit of a gap and I haven't spoken, or maybe some of the comms team have been on holiday and we haven't quite covered it properly, there's definitely impact, but it's not normally immediate, is what I would say. Which is very actually weirdly the same as SEO. You could... If you rank really well in search, you could stop doing it, and probably for 6 months, nothing will change, but then it will start to drop. And it's sort of similar to that, really.
Yeah, great advice. So what's next on your kind of hit list for your profile? Is there anything you haven't done yet that you want to do, or more of something that's worked well?
Yeah, good question. So I think part of it is playing to your personal strengths and working that. So I think for me, I'm lined up to do a few more talks about AI and SEO and how that's evolving, which is quite key, because I'm not a brilliant completer finisher, Sophie, to be honest. So I'm better at doing the talks and then walking off and let someone else do the other bit. So I'm trying to focus more on that, which then helps create content anyway, which can then be cut up into social. So doing that and short videos is what we're sort of I'm focusing on at the moment. So that's where my time is, and then having a you know, having this consistent approach underneath that to push it out. I think the other key besides consistent is helpful. So we won't push something out if we haven't got anything helpful to say. So actually, we have had a chat sometimes, but like, do we do a newsletter? We're like, is it actually going to help? Because it's like with the talks at Varnfest or anywhere that I'll do, the main thing that stresses me out actually is, am I wasting people's time? And I think you've got to have that same approach with newsletters or posts or whatever. Consistency and is it actually helpful is always a key thing. So it's trying to, at the moment, it can be a helpful time to talk about AI and SEO because it's changing a lot, as you know. So I think you posted about it actually. So that is quite a helpful time. And there's things we can say because we've got a big enough team that are researching it and playing with it. It's just trying to focus on, that's the main focus for me at the moment, is talks and videos.
Lots to go at. Amazing. Oh, Tom, it's been so good talking to you, find out what's working well and also seeing that gorgeous woodland as well. Again, be reminded of how lovely it is. If anyone watching or listening hasn't come across you before, where's the best place for them to find you?
Well, either our website at varn.co.uk or Tom Vorton on LinkedIn or Varn Search Marketing on LinkedIn. We'll be fine. You can message us through that or direct message me through the website and it'll just get forwarded on, or just connect with me on LinkedIn. I love a discussion about SEO. So just
We'll pop those links in the show notes to make it super easy for anyone to connect with you.
Cool.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.